We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
All right. So somebody's coming for your girl, Riggs.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Who's my girl?
He didn't care until I said somebody's coming for your girl. He looks
right?
Like, who?
Who's my girl?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, what happened to Nicki Minaj?
Oh, it ain't pretty. BET, their social media team.
Yeah.
They decided to make fun of Nicki Minaj after Cardi B won at the Grammys,
yeah.
Right? Because Nicki Minaj and Cardi B have this big feud.
Yeah.
So Nicki Minaj obviously wasn't too thrilled about that. So basically right after that, then Nicki Minaj announced that her and Young Money would be part of the BET Experience later this summer.
Oh.
A concert that she and Cardi were booked to co-headline.
Damn.
Yeah.
Get your own headline.
Just days before the BET Awards in June. So they're implying that Nicki Minaj won with the payback because she just replied with something she's doing with Cardi B. And BET's ripping on both of them. So for her, it was like, hey, bleep you, BET.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're making fun of me, but I'm playing your show, you dumb-dumb. Or
right?
You know, I'm playing a thing for you with Cardi B, you weirdos.
I thought I read that she put out a thing that her and Young Money weren't going to be there.
Oh, did she pull out of it?
Yeah, I believe because her and Lil Wayne were supposed to be on it along with Cardi B. And she said Young Money will not be there.
Ooh. You're right. I read Will and it's Would
so
Not.
Screw you guys.
Oh, that's it. Really? Wait, so why would she agree to do a show with Cardi B to begin with, though?
Publicity.
Wonder.
Yeah.
But they hate each other.
But everybody would talk about it. I thought they hated each other. Why are they performing? We got to watch this. We got to see what they do. Which would have been smart.
Well, yeah, but then you're letting BET have your all your money from your feud.
That's true.
The BET Awards, do people still watch those? Or are they like the VMAs where people kind of just wait till afterwards and see what's happening?
I think it's like the VMAs. A lot of people watch them. And
I think more of our
listeners watch some of those than the Grammys and the Oscars,
frankly,
because
they're
more entertaining.
Yeah,
the BET Awards, the MTV Awards, way more entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are more movies that you know, more artists that you know.
True.
Instead of, okay, Kacey Musgraves. I'm sure she's huge in the country world, but I don't really know who she is.
Heard her name a few times.
Yes.
That's about all I know about Kacey Musgraves.
Right, but if you don't like country, then you're like, huh, who? Huh, all
but
right,
that's
cool.
how they might feel about Cardi B in the country world.
Yes, exactly.
They
who's
true.
Cardi B? Why is she performing?
She's on top of the world. They might not know who she is.
Right?
Oh, man. Man, the shade is real.
Kacey Musgraves is like the Lauryn Hill of 2019, where she'll win 7 Grammys and disappear.
Uh-huh.
Or the Norah Jones, whatever you want to call her.
Jones.
There's been more than a few.
She could easily have won a bunch and disappeared. Right. It's kind of a curse, actually.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Oh, snow. Good times. 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs was out moving his car.
I was talking to Jason, our snowplow guy.
Yeah.
He was like, we're going to be out all day doing this. He was like, it's a mess.
Riggs, while you were out there, Hudson School got called too.
And
Hamilton, Sussex got called. So New Berlin got called the second I left the house at 4 something.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of schools are closed. But Gibbons said his stepkids aren't.
West Allis, West Milwaukee, still open.
Hamilton, Sussex just canceled.
Okay.
So give him a second.
You remember you got superintendents waking up right now, looking at their window, following other people's leads, going, can we cancel again?
Well, I think that they have to get up. I don't know how it works. I don't know if they get up and drive around, but like if you drove around, you would know there's no way that they're going to be ready for school.
Call me crazy,
by school
though.
Time.
I highly doubt a superintendent's going to get up, only hop in the car, go around the block and see if
he's going to look at his driveway and go,
Franklin's closed, Riggs. If you had kids, they'd be out.
My people, stay home.
You know what my good news is?
What is your good news?
Because we knew we were going to get a lot of snow, but it really is. It's just that nothing's really plowed, so it's a mess.
Yeah.
I didn't even stop at stop signs if there was no one around because it was not safe. I would have stopped and gotten stuck. So I just slid through intersections when nobody was near me.
Allie, we're all breaking laws this morning.
I'm
currently parked in a handicap spot.
Well, you don't have a choice. They're plowing. You know?
I know.
So my good news is, as I was snow blowing at 4 in the morning, whoever the plow guy was, like the city plow guy, must have seen me.
Uh-huh.
He backs up down the main road and he turned into my road and plowed my road. And I thought, he's actually trying to do me a favor.
Wow.
He's plowing so that I don't get stuck in after I snow blow.
It's just going to be hard for you to get in when you get home.
Well, yes, but
he was nice this morning.
There'll be a whole nother round.
Yeah. Oh, there'll be more than one round.
Stop being the poo-poo on
Come
my good
on.
News, yeah. Riggs. That's my job.
Yes.
Anyway.
Fair enough.
I was so happy the plow guy actually saw me reversed, came down my street, and then I plowed, I snowblowed what he had plowed me in.
Yeah.
And I thought, teamwork makes the dream work.
He's a real MVP.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? He probably thought it was a dude, too, because I had snow pants on, a big coat, a hood, and he probably pulled up and went, I'm 6 feet tall. He probably went, oh, it's a woman. Jesus. Now I'm really happy I helped her. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. My good news is that yesterday I found 4 more packages of Most Stuff Oreos, so I'm stocked for the
Christ.
Next. I'm stocked for the next like 4 months.
Thank God you're having a snow day because everybody just needs Oreos.
I do. More packages.
You say you're stocked for how long?
Well, they're good till June, so I figure if I ration them, I'll be fine for at least a couple months. I do.
You got them before, though. Hold on. You had them before, and you tried to, and I'm using air quotes, ration them, and then you ate the whole damn thing.
Gibbons, that's when I was excited. That was the first package. You always eat the first whole package. But now that I've had the taste, and I know how good they are, I can savor them and keep them and like space them out as like desserts throughout the next 4 months.
You know your accessibility to them now, and having that many packages will probably make your love for them go away, because they're... It's like
stop poo-pooing on my good news.
You're welcome.
Son of a bitch.
Actually did that on purpose.
I know you did.
Because you deserved it.
Thank you.
So enjoy Gibbons. The day you don't like the Oreos anymore. And you're sick of them.
Sucker.
And you end up giving them to Gibbons anyway.
I will. Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is that we all made it in safely. I know it's already been said, but Jesus God, the drive-in was worse than when I called out when I couldn't get into work. It was awful.
Yeah. Was
awful.
It?
It was way worse. Way worse. Yep.
I feel like it's been bad. Because we've had these overnight snows. It's constantly been a nightmare in the morning.
I don't know what it was about the last time that like my street was plowed last time. There was nothing plowed at all. I'm coasted the entire way here. It was awful. But we made it in,
we
and that
made
is
it
good
in.
News.
All good
we
news.
Were trying to find the silver lining.
Oh,
there
we're trying.
It is. Yes, there it is.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, that's Flo Rida. He's doing a show at Miller Park, we just found out yesterday.
What?
May 25th after the Brewers game, Flo Rida concert after Miller Park.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Hell yeah.
So my grandparents are going to be in town. I'm taking them to the Flo Rida show.
Oh, yeah, right. You are not.
I'll be twerking.
It's Saturday of Memorial Day weekend.
He's just
coming to do a show after the game?
Yep. It'll be a free Flo Rida concert after the game on May 25th.
That is awesome.
Awesome.
Pretty awesome, right? Tickets for that 2019 single season games go on sale 9 a.m. this Saturday at Miller Park. Ooh. Plus, opening day is end of March, you guys.
Oh, my God. We're so close.
Spring's only 36 days away.
Now you're just being cruel.
I'm trying to get things positive because it is a dumpster fire of snow out there this morning.
Oh yeah, God. Be careful. Yeah, it's a mess.
They've closed a bunch of schools like Franklin, Greenfield, those ones.
They've closed like everything except MPS and West Milwaukee and West Dallas, and we were just laughing about that. Like, are they waiting for the other one? Or
come on, man.
Is MPS worried because they took off too many days, or what's going on?
Was it the time? What is it? MPS closed, and then like Franklin and the other auxiliary schools didn't close.
Yeah.
Remember that? Wonder if it's going to be the opposite this time.
Yeah, but that was because of the cold.
That's right.
I Googled. I went on the West Dallas, West Milwaukee website.
Yes.
It's not on TMJ. It's nowhere yet that we've seen, but on their website, Tuesday, February 12th, all West Dallas, West Milwaukee schools are closed.
See, and so your girlfriend probably got the call already, and you just don't get it.
Yeah.
You're no help, Gibbons.
What the hell kind of live with your girlfriend's kids' dad are you? Time out. WISN just showed a list of school closings, and that wasn't on it. That's not my fault.
Yeah, but we were just laughing off the air. I said, we don't need to go to a website to look for closings anymore. Because
and guess what?
I got calls from both my kids' schools before I ever could have looked, you know?
MPS Facebook has updated their profile picture a couple days ago, and don't forget to vote on the school calendar.
Those
are the last two posts from MPS, so nothing as of yet.
But literally everybody's closed now except for MPS.
I gotta be fair, I was like, I'm on a really main road. There's no way they're having school.
Lincoln? Not plowed at all.
Yeah,
National,
that's the way Cleveland was.
Not plowed at all. The freeway, not plowed at all.
But yet 124th was, which is a random side road.
Yes, and Grange was. Grange coming to the station was plowed.
I don't get it. It's bizarre.
The routes that they do, I don't know. I don't understand.
They need to redo them.
They're working on it, though.
Snow
you know how
day.
They want to redo our voting rights? They need to redo the snow plow section, right?
Amen.
Like, move this guy over here.
Winter storm warning in effect until midnight tonight. So the snow, the heaviest part is happening now, and it'll happen throughout your morning commute. So have fun with that and spend some extra time on the road.
I'm just kidding, snowplow drivers. We were just kidding. We love you.
Credits to our snowplow drivers who are out there busting ass getting stuff done. Yes. Our guys are doing the damn thing.
Just because they're not doing your road doesn't mean they're doing other people's roads.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Can you believe America's Got Talent? How many seasons do you think?
20?
Maybe? Okay, now you just went way past the craziness.
20?
14, dude.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, but when 14. You go over it, then 14 doesn't seem like that much at that point.
What is this? The Price is Right? Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's like when you think you won a million, you really won 10. You're like, right? Wow, I was excited until you said a million.
14 seasons. Good God.
Yeah, but get this. Now they're switching again. Tyra Banks is the current host. Terry Crews is taking over, which props. Wait. I'm happy about that. What? Yes.
When did Tyra Banks take
Hell
over
if I know.
From
I
Nick Cannon? Because Nick Cannon was the host of America's Got
Talent.
Because
Nick Cannon, he went to a different show, didn't he? I thought that was the whole thing, that Nick Cannon left and we went and to do a new show.
I thought he was doing both shows because he's the
mass... He did leave.
Okay, because he hosts The Masked Singer now.
Yeah, so he hosted for two seasons, I guess, and then he left, yeah. Sorry. But anyway, so Terry Crews is now going to take over for Tyra Banks.
Wow.
And I love him because he speaks out about being molested as a child and sexual assault with men and a black man at that, which is even more hard. It's even harder for black men. It's hard enough for men in general to talk about these things.
But absolutely.
Really look down on, you know. So I think it's awesome because he's been doing a lot of great stuff. So he's going to host America's Got Talent now. And then you ready for who's going to join the judges table?
Who is going to join the judges?
I'm excited about this one. Gabrielle Union.
Oh, snap. Mrs. Oh, nice. Dwayne Wade.
Yes, nice. Girl. And then Julianne Hough. So she will join, which is not a surprise. But Mel B, Heidi Klum not returning. We know Mel B's got the Spice Girl stuff going on.
Yeah.
Okay, Heidi Klum might be going back to Project Runway because they are running some badass promos on Bravo. Yeah. And they're like, Project Runway coming back to the network it always belonged on. Because it was on Bravo for years. I loved it. It went to Lifetime. I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
So they were like, bringing them back. So maybe she's going back to Project Runway on Bravo, and I just missed her in the commercial.
And Bravo is owned by NBC, so it's the same company, the same synergy.
Yeah.
Did you see the other talent show, the new one that they have now called The World's Best?
There's so many. I can't keep up.
There's a new one called The World's Best.
I saw a preview for it.
It's got Drew Barrymore and RuPaul, and James Corden is on it. And
there's a lot of people. Yeah. Well, did you know Terry Crews? He stars in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
It's the sixth season.
Which just switched to NBC, right?
With Andy Samberg.
Yes. So the new host of America's Got Talent in its 14th season, crazy, will be Terry Crews. And then Mel B and Heidi Klum out. New judges to join. Julianne Hough, who did Dancing with the Stars. So she's been a judge before.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Gabrielle Union. Well, you remember who the other two dudes are? Can you tell me who the two guys are anymore?
Of course I can.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We've got Simon Cowell.
Correct. He is on America's Got Talent.
And Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel.
I wonder if you were going to say Howard Stern.
I almost said Howard Stern.
But Howie Mandel took over for him when Deal or No Deal stopped. So anyway, a lot of celebrities on the show. No wonder it's been on 14 seasons. Listen to us. We're needing like a lot of A-listers here.
But name one winner.
Silence.
I'll wait. Name one winner.
No winner.
Couldn't do it.
There's one dude who got hit the nuts a bunch. He wasn't a winner, but that's the guy I remember. That's the guy I remember.
No.
He didn't know his name.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
I missed the biggest social cue the other day like a dum-dum. I'm standing there talking to all these people for a long time, not realizing.
Okay. Call yourself a dum-dum, by the way. Okay, positive self-talk.
But I was a dum-dum this day.
All right.
I was oblivious. I'm in medical weight loss and wellness when I go weigh in on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And it was one of the girls' birthdays. And I usually go right before lunch on Thursdays. So they close at noon for lunch. This business is closed from noon to 1 where I go weigh in, right? And they help me. Dude. It was afternoon. Like, I end up going over the time because I'm always talking, and then I realize it's 12 o'clock. I know, right? It's amazing. Not really.
they were getting ready to go celebrate this girl's birthday, Stacy, because it was her birthday, and they had like put up this whole potluck in the kitchen. And like I'm standing there just like talking to all of them in the front office for like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, just nonstop. I finally am like, I gotta go. I leave and I'm like, oh my God, it's like 12:20 and they were going to do a birthday and nobody would say anything. So then I was horrified. I'm like, this poor girl just wants to have her birthday party. They have to reopen at 1 and I've taken 20 minutes of their party time. So I go back in. I go, I'm so sorry. I was oblivious. You guys are probably like, what the hell? Get out, woman.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Take a cue. Why do you keep talking to me? Stop talking to me. And then they're like, it's fine.
Wait.
I'm like, there's no way it's fine. I would have been so pissed if I was ready to go eat lunch and somebody kept talking to me.
Why do you keep talking to me? Stop talking to me, says the person who left and then came back to talk to them again.
I'm just saying.
In fairness, you're wrong because I went back the next week and apologized.
Oh, okay.
I did not go right back in and apologize.
You go back in for 15 more minutes telling about, I'm so sorry. I'm normally very good at picking up social cues, but not today for some reason.
No, I didn't say that. I just said that I felt so bad that they were literally going to do a birthday party for somebody in the office. And I'm just like, think about how hungry you are at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah.
And you're thinking, I want to go eat. And there's a whole potluck in the kitchen. That's like a good day at work, right?
And you know
and
you
Allie won't shut up.
And you only have an hour.
You only have an hour.
Allie's eaten up 20% of your lunchtime already.
I want to tell her to shut up, but I can't really tell her to shut up.
I'm the worst. I mean, I was like, I walked out there like, wow, talk about missing a social cue.
Okay, can I give a public service announcement to anyone having a conversation in the future with Allie?
Just don't
talk to me.
No, if you want her to shut up,
just say shut up.
Keeping it real with Allie works. She's like, hey, shut up. I have stuff to do. Just shut up.
It's true because, Gibbons, I would say that.
And then maybe 20 minutes later, she'll stop talking. You can get
exactly.
about your day.
That's what my mom does. My mom will call me, and I will say, Mom, I have to go. And she will go, okay. You know, so you're father.
Shut up. I have to go.
Classic,
oh,
my mother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I love it.
Runs in your family, I guess.
I love it.
Clearly.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie at 6:58. Winter storm warning in effect all day long until midnight tonight, 28 for a high.
We're all freezing right now.
Bro.
We were just outside playing in the snow, the three of us.
Mm-hmm. Playing? You, maybe. Yeah, not me.
We were playing. Allie was out there doing work.
I loved it. I was shoveling. I was trying to shovel Gibbon's car out, which he didn't really need.
No.
Just because.
And I just kept shoveling.
And then Gibbons is driving around the parking lot trying to back into a spot with snow all over his windows, completely covered.
Yeah.
And since he got here this morning.
And then I let a bad influence take over me. That bad influence is Riggs, who was parked in a handicapped spot and said, I could just pull into the handicapped spot. And then I did.
Hey. Somebody comes in with a disability today, please just let me know and I'll gladly move my car.
Just park at the walkway. Just park on the walkway if you. That's how we feel today.
Seriously.
Everything's closed.
Hey, did you guys see that Hamilton got its dates, the release dates for Hamilton the Musical at the Marcus Center?
Oh, I knew it was coming to Milwaukee for the next season.
Yes, this season, this year, October 22nd through November 17th.
I was saying that because the season starts in the fall.
Oh, right.
And then I think.
Is that the way it works? I'm not sure how it works.
Maybe I'm crazy.
The other one's coming, the Lion King is coming this year to the remember the Lion King the musical? I've heard about it all the time, but I've never seen it. Always wanted to. I think it's been there before.
I saw the Lion King in Milwaukee a few years ago at the Milwaukee Theater.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember?
I do remember that.
I had never seen the play.
Yeah.
But I love Broadway plays, and like I had never seen the Lion King, and so I saw it at the Milwaukee Theater. It was super good. So that's cool because people that'll sell out too.
Got that one, Dear Evan Hansen, which is another big one that people love. It's another big Tony Award winning musical that's coming to the Marcus Center. So they got a good lineup this season. Got a good lineup. But again, if you're looking to see Hamilton, October is when it happens.
If you like Kiss FM, you'll love Hamilton. The whole thing is.
It's like
Lin-Manuel, how he wrote an entire rap for an entire the whole play is a rap song.
Oh yeah,
and it's all about history. It's fast. I don't know how he's so smart.
Alexander Hamilton.
How did he do that?
Aaron Burr's a jerk. Nobody likes Aaron Burr.
Moral of the story there.
Yeah. October 22nd through November 17th. There you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Hey, boy.
Hey, it's different today. I almost wrote today's missed connection.
Did you really?
About a guy I saw yesterday.
Whoa!
He was so hot.
Write it and send it to me. I'll read it tomorrow.
So hot! Okay, I'll write it.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't get over it. I kept staring at him and thinking about him after I left. I was like, that guy was freaking hot, dude.
I haven't heard you talk about a dude like this ever.
I've just been horny because I've been so checked out.
Yeah. Oh, let's go. Where was it at, then? Let's just make this your misconnection. Where was it at? Where was it at?
I was at Walmart.
Yeah.
In Menominee Falls. Ooh. Maybe Sussex, whatever the hell one that is. Right off the freeway.
Low prices, yeah.
And I'm standing at the self-checkout, minding my own business.
Yeah. Emphasis on checkout.
And I finally looked up, because you know I was the 100-person item in self-checkout, because I had it with the checkouts. And I looked up, and there's this very handsome guy.
Yeah.
He's got his hair, you know, he just looks, he's got like a sweater on, and he's tall,
yeah.
And he's cute, he's got dark hair, and like, not slick back corny, but cute. And
no
like,
ring? No ring?
Well, remember, I'm at self-checkout, so there's a, we can only see from our head up, because he's on the other side waiting for a friend of his.
Ooh.
And I thought, so I look up, I look down real quick, I look up, I look down real quick. Like, he's not checking me out. I look down, I look up, he's checking me out!
Oh, hell
he's
yeah!
He's checking me out!
Dude!
So I'm like, and so instead of smiling at him like I would like most people, I look down.
Oh, come on, Allie!
And then I realize I gotta walk right past him. And he doesn't look, he looks like not far from my age, tall, handsome, waiting for his friend. I'm thinking, okay. So I push the cart around, and I'm like, I don't know if I can look at him. I don't know if I can look at him.
Damn.
I don't know if I can look at him. And I didn't look at him.
Oh, come on!
If you were at the Menominee Falls...
Walmart with a blonde chick yes. at the self-checkout looking at you like a freak and then racing past you with her cart at like 2 p.m. yesterday.
Call us at 799-1037.
You're hot, unless you had a wedding ring on, because that was my other thing. I had to look at his hand. I couldn't tell.
That's
and fine. I was too nervous.
See?
Oh, man.
I was like, where's the hot guy?
Prices aren't the only thing falling at Walmart.
You're
falling in love, man. This has been an Allie finding love at Walmart.
Just saying, he's really hot. He's got to have some hot chick, dude.
It could be you, dude. Come on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Right now it's time for Hell to the No.
Got one.
To the no.
Perfect
listener,
day for it.
Yeah, our listener Amy just sent me a message and said, 94 East from Miller Park to downtown is terrible. It's like plows stopped at that point.
Oh,
she said,
no.
She said, Waukesha side streets suck. But I mean, when I came in all the side, I mean, even Cleveland, which I think of as a pretty busy road, wasn't even touched at like 5 this morning. So I can't imagine what you guys are driving in right now.
799-1037, or you can always text to 71037. Oh, I had a hell to the no when I was driving downtown. It happened the other day. I was on like 19th Street downtown, like driving down towards like... It's a little small street downtown.
Okay.
There's a garbage truck in front of me, and it stopped.
Oh.
Not moving at all. It's like trying to back up and move forward a little bit and back up. And there's cars coming up behind me that are stopped, and they're honking at me. I'm like, what the hell is this trash truck doing? The guy gets out of his truck and walks up to me, and he goes, I can't make it out. I'm going to have to back up all the way down this road.
Oh, dude!
I went, what? And he goes, yeah, man. He goes, my truck, he goes, the plow is too big on it. Apparently, he was using a trash truck to plow for some reason downtown. He had to back up all the way down this street. There were 7 cars behind me. I go, you better tell the cars behind me, because I'm not telling them.
Come on, dude.
You got to tell them.
That's crazy.
Backing up down 19th Street. Dumpster.
This is a great text. Oh my gosh. You know what? Here's something we didn't even talk. We talked about sitting in front of the TV when we were kids and it going in alphabetical order waiting.
Yes.
This is such a good text. Somebody said, I used to sit in front of the TV too, but the worst was sitting so long to get through the whole list and not see your score.
Oh, yes.
Hell to the no.
Oh,
I forgot about those days too.
You'd watch it again to be like, are you serious?
Come on.
Please cancel school.
Everyone else is closed.
Mom, I swear our school was closed. I didn't see it. No, I swear that's what happened.
These texts are amazing. When my usual 45-minute ride to work took me 2 freaking hours.
Yeah.
They wrote in all caps.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, Gibbons.
You talked about being stuck behind a snowplow that was a trash truck turned snowplow.
Yes.
I could have used that guy this morning at my house.
Why?
Because I was out there at 4 o'clock this morning ready to snow blow so I can get to work on time. The damn snowblower wouldn't start.
Oh!
I tried once. I tried 10 different times. I said, screw it. There's nothing I can do. I started shoveling.
And it is heavy.
Oh, I know. My back is screaming. Yeah.
Some heavy snow.
Why didn't it work?
I have
no
idea.
You need gas or something stupid.
I probably do. And guess what? We left the gas can at my girlfriend's parents' house the last time we put the snowplow back.
I hate to bring it to you. That's their snowblower. So you can complain all you want. Let me tell you a secret. They have gas cans at the gas station.
Yeah.
I bought them before on a whim, like when I needed gas immediately. You get a gas can at the gas station.
I'm going to have to now. Yeah. I'm not being stuck at 4 a.m.
It's
going to
be a ripoff, but you're
I was going to say they're a little more expensive.
And they're smaller, but hey.
Because they know you need them.
I won't have to shovel.
Hence the convenience store.
Oh, and the fact that nobody can find salt, by the way.
Oh, my
That's
God,
That's the other hell to the no, is that the salt, like, drowned because of all the ice.
Everywhere.
The salt shortage. Yeah.
Hot everywhere.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hey, Gibbons, what's this about you being a creep? Is somebody creeping on you? What is going on?
This is one of the weirdest stories I'm ever going to tell, and that's coming from me, okay? So my friend Jessica, who is a very attractive girl, posts a throwback photo from when she was 11 years old. Says, oh, I've always had my hair in a ponytail. Something nice and cute and innocent, right?
Yeah.
So this dude, Dan, I would call him a friend, but like we were kind of close when we were like 12, and I honestly haven't seen him.
So he was like a grade school friend that you don't talk to. I get it.
I lived 3 blocks away from him. I haven't seen the kid
in
15 years.
You were close in grade school. You don't talk to him anymore. Yeah. But I can relate.
So he comments on this photo of Jess at 11 years old and goes, let me see a photo of you at 16 years old. You should know why.
What?
I see this. Jess sees this, and me and Jess talk all the time. So Jess hits me up and goes, what the hell is he talking about? And I'm like, I have no idea. She goes, that's odd, because he messaged me saying that you would know exactly what he's talking about.
And what did he say again?
Do you have any photos of when you're 16 instead of 11? You can probably guess why I'm asking. So we
did
don't
they date at any point?
No.
Okay.
She
when
goes,
they were younger?
So he liked her in high school? Yeah. Is that what he's implying?
No. Well, wait, he has this whole fantasy. She goes, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I talked to Ryan. Ryan doesn't know what you're talking about. He messages me, and I know that's what he's asking me about, so I don't answer. He tells her, oh, you don't remember when you were 16 and you came over Kyle's house and me and you made out? And she's like, no.
Ah.
So he asks me, and I'm like, no, I don't remember that.
No.
So he thinks he made out with this girl that nobody remembers it?
Yep. So I tell my buddy Dan, this kid I used to know, I go, dude, you got to calm down the creeper factor. Like, this is totally weird. And then I go on his Facebook page. I hadn't gone on his page at all. And I see the first post he has. He's selling an adult doll. One of those adult real dolls that can do things. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, like the prosthetic ones?
So he's got a sex fetish and he's a creep.
But wait. It's a doll of a man. And his caption on this photo of this doll that's a man, he says, my cousin passed away and I inherited this from him. I'm trying to sell it. Does anyone want to buy it? He's like, I tried on eBay, but they want a percentage, so I'm selling here. So I, being the smart ass that I am, comment. And I go, dude, save it. It's a fond memory of your recently departed cousin.
Sex doll.
He must have thought I was flirting with him or something because he messages me privately. Hey,
this
man.
This guy's hitting on everybody. He's a trisexual, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, you got to get this doll, man. It even has a real, what's it called, that does stuff and things. And I'm like, dude, when I told you to stop creeping on Jess before, I didn't mean start creeping on me. I have no interest in this doll. I have no interest in continuing this conversation. I was literally just trying to get you to stop creeping on a picture of 11-year-old Jess saying, do you have photos of when you're 16 years old?
Let me just tell you right now, this is the problem with Facebook, Gibbons.
Uh-huh.
You have now been consumed by two people that don't even live here with some stupid-ass post in another state. I mean, Facebook can literally ruin your day by for 1 hour.
You know
it's unbelievable.
It kept me entertained because I'm like, this can't really be happening. And then he goes, so like, you don't want the doll? Thinking I'm kidding. I'm like, no, I don't want the doll. Do you know anybody that wants the doll? No, I don't know anybody who wants it.
Your high school reunion's going to be a hell of a party, boy.
Bro, I'm like, I had to mute the conversation and blow my friend off completely. And just be like, dude, I can't. Like, I can't. I knew you when I was 12.
Yeah,
I'm
just
done.
Just delete him. I say both of you delete the guy.
Washing my hands of him. Or maybe I'll forward his info to Riggs.
You'll never see him again. If it weren't for Facebook. What, Riggs?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why did the cousin leave this doll to him in a will? That seems so bizarre. Like, bro, such an odd thing to live.
As if he's not weird enough. I mean, this guy's weird.
But the cousin is weird, too, for leaving somebody a sex doll in their will. That's weird.
I could have asked, but it would have been more of a conversation that I cared to have. I was like, let me wash my hands of this.
I couldn't stop thinking about that. I'm sorry.
So he never made out with the girl, but he thinks he made out with her.
Has this whole fantasy of we were in Kyle's basement, we went in the laundry room playing 7 Minutes in Heaven.
It's creepy. Oh, I remember that game.
It didn't happen. It didn't happen. I remember a time that Jess came over to Kyle's house when we were super young. But we were kids just hanging out.
And nobody made out.
Nobody made out. It never happened. I'm like, dude, you got issues. And then he breaks up the sex toy thing. I'm like, well, all right.
It's like, does he believe what he's saying? Or is he really that delusional?
I don't know, man.
So many things.
You hang out with weird people, dude.
Look at Gibbons. I know. I mean, come on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time.
Rewind.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Hopefully this snow will taper off a little bit throughout the day, but it looks like it just got worse right now.
Yeah, what did we see on the radar? The break is for like an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe around noon if you want a snowblow again, which I'm going to have to do for the second time today.
And it like circles around and then comes back.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, on the radar.
Yeah, on the radar.
The storm looks like it's going away and then it comes right back in. And I'm like, screw you, snowstorm.
There it is. Looks like 11:45 until about 1 and then it comes back.
Yeah.
That's just a solid. That's an hour 15. Okay, that's enough to get stuff done, though.
It keeps changing.
Wait,
what's
the time I have to snowblow again?
Well, I'm looking at my Weather Channel forecast right now, the future forecast.
I believe them. Uh-huh. What do they say?
All right, so it's saying that it will clear around, let's see, 12:32.
But you just.
12:32.
Are you looking at the radar?
I'm looking at the radar. Okay. I'm pause it right now.
Good. Then
this
I feel
is the
more
future
secure.
One.
12:32.
You made it sound like you were just looking, but now I feel good.
Okay.
Thank
future.
You.
It pauses at 12:32, and then you got until 1:30, and then 2:30, and then 3 o'clock it comes back.
Okay, that's a lot of time. Okay.
Some people want to go get their lunch.
Yeah.
That'll be what they'll be doing.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Or you can shovel or snowblow in those hours to catch up.
For sure.
Or you can just sit in your house and say screw it all day.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Or if you missed any of our show, you can catch up with it on demand at 1037kissfm.com or any of our past shows. Did you learn anything this morning, Gibbons?
Well, I just realized in my head that I forgot the snowblower's broken at home, so I got to go there and shovel. But what I learned on this show today, a lot of schools are closed around here.
Yeah.
And the way that I learned when I was a kid about school closings is different from the way you guys did and way different from the way everyone else does now.
How so?
I grew up in suburban Philadelphia, one of the biggest cities in the country.
Yeah.
So instead of looking for your school's name, it was a school number.
So you there sit were there, so many, yeah.
You would sit there and watch TV and listen to the radio
what
for school.
What number was your school?
586.
Oh, my God.
586.
You had to wait for 500 numbers on the scroll to see if yours. Oh.
And, bro, like how it says Cedarburg School District is there for like 5 seconds. You can actually see. It was a scroll. If you missed it, you had a second and a half to see it, or your ass was sitting there and waiting.
Do you remember when your school was going to come up and then they would cut to commercial and it would go away?
The worst!
Because it was an alphabetical.
Yes. Yes.
And you'd be like,
it'd be like L, M, here come the N's. We'll be right back after this. Son of a
And then they scroll through the commercials, so you're screwed up anyway. Oh, man.
I love technology because I had a text, a phone call, and an email before I left for work this morning.
Boom.
From Owen's school. Could you imagine that when we were kids? I was like, this is a game changer.
What a time to be alive and to be a parent.
I learned something about Allie this morning.
Oh, what?
I learned that Allie's not good at taking social cues.
Oh, yeah.
Because medical weight loss and wellness of Wisconsin, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. She was there doing her weign-in. Mm-hmm. They have a noon to
I've
one lunch break.
I've lost 116 pounds now, suckers.
Don't take this off topic.
Sorry. I don't talk about it a lot. And then people go, why don't you talk about it more? Anyway, continue.
Noon to one is their lunch break. They only get 1 hour. They were celebrating somebody's birthday. And Allie's there yapping their face off for another 20 minutes, eating into their lunchtime and their birthday time.
I was oblivious. It was 12:20 before I walked out of the center realizing they were waiting for me to leave so they could eat lunch. I was so embarrassed.
You came back the next week and apologized.
I'm sorry, girls. Happy birthday, Stacy. I might have ruined it. But not only did I ruin your birthday, I cut your hour lunch to 40 minutes.
Yeah. You know what? No. You made that birthday. That is a story now that they will tell among themselves in the office every year for her birthday.
Probably not.
Oh, they're going to curse your name as they do it, but they're going to talk about it for sure.
I learned that Gibbons today on the show has some of the sickest friends ever, which I already knew, because he had some friend from grade school that was selling a used sex doll got a used sex doll from somebody who then he was hitting on a chick you guys grew up with who didn't like him and never made out with him, but he thought they made... Point... You don't need the story. The point is... All Gibbons' friends are lunatics, just like him.
Amen to that. I've got no argument.
They make you look normal.
Exactly. Us included,
you should
too.
Thank them.
Yeah.
Catch up with the show at 1037kissfm.com. And be careful out there driving.
Be careful.
Roads are still terrible.
Yeah.
Snow's still falling. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.